It's Monday morning on Day by Day. We're here in the podcast room with Drew Brewer. He's helping us with some thoughts and ideas and ways to pray for our pastor. Drew grew up in the pastor's home. And so, Drew, last week you talked about praying for your pastor's perseverance. Okay. What else do you have for us?
Yeah, so this is one that I think maybe we don't immediately think of, but I think it's just as important as the others, is that we would pray for our pastor's preaching.
Okay.
A simple prayer such as, keep my pastor true to your word.
Mm.
Speak to him through the word, by the Spirit. Give him wisdom and insight for the congregants, for us, as we sit and listen, that we would be edified.
Yeah.
We kind of assume that because not everybody in the pew is a preacher, we should just not care about the preaching. That's their job.
Yeah.
We should be disengaged from it. But I think actively praying that our pastors would be faithful teaching the word.
Yeah. So Paul talks to Timothy about preaching to itching ears.
Yeah.
And like on the surface, we can see just how absurd that would be. But it is a real temptation. Because no one wants to preach to an empty sanctuary. You want people there, right?
And you know the things that you should say to get them there.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, like if I wanted to have 500 people in the room, it's not hard. It's not hard to attract a crowd. And if I want 500 people down in the altar, that's not hard either.
You can manipulate.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but that's a real temptation, and there's all kinds of things out there in Christian culture that are trying to get you to even go that way.
Yeah.
So to be praying for your pastors.
And I think in Colossians chapter 4, Paul's talking, and he says in verses 3 and 4, pray for us that God may open a door to us for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, that I will make it clear which is how I ought to speak.
Yeah.
So even... not just theologically accurate, obviously that's important, but clarity, that it makes sense, because he calls it a mystery in that text. He says, declare the mystery of Christ. So when you're declaring mysteries, that can be difficult.
Yeah.
And so praying that our pastors would have their eyes opened to how to communicate
how to communicate it
clearly.
Yeah, so it's in 1 Thessalonians where he's like bragging on the believers there. It uses two words, that they received the word and they accepted it. And those are two distinct words. And the idea is receive, I understood it. Like you made it clear, and then accepted it is I embraced it. But you can't get to the accepting of it unless it's been made clear.
Right.
And that has to do with knowing what your audience is. You know, knowing who's in your audience and how to talk to them, and so that's something that we don't often think about in praying for our pastors. Yeah, like we oftentimes pray in terms of, you know, we want to see a lot of people saved and all that stuff, and yes and amen,
absolutely.
But it comes through the proclamation of the word, and so if that word's muddied, absolutely, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So far. Perseverance in preaching. I see a pattern developing here.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. True preacher's kid right here. I love it. Next week, next Monday, I bet you're going to get another P.
Yes, you're going to get another P
here on how to pray for your pastor. We'll see you next Monday.